So the mantle won't look lopsided.
Santa Claus doesn't care if the mantle looks lopsided.
Oh, well.
There you are, partner.
Thank you, Daddy.
You're welcome.
Now, when you get up in the morning, honey, Santa Claus is going to have that chock full of goodies.
Yes, sir. Now, off to bed, son.
In a minute, Daddy.
What are you doing, dear?
I'm waiting for Santa Claus.
You've got to go to bed now.
I'll go to bed after Santa Claus gets here.
But, honey, Santa Claus is not going to come and bring the tree and the presents and everything until you go to sleep.
He won't?
No.
Why, Mommy?
Now, why is that, Daddy?
Why? Why? Yeah, well, you see, partners, Santa Claus comes all the way down from the North Pole. And he has all these reindeers with him. And when he gets here, he circles around in the sky until he gets a signal. Now, you know who gives him the signal?
Who?
Yeah, who?
Who?
I bet I know it's the Sandman.
The Sandman, that's right. Yeah, the Sandman gives him the signal, that's right. When all the little children are in bed, the Sandman runs up to the roof and he says, Santa Claus, all clear. So you gotta go to bed.
Why, honey, that's fascinating. You see, young man, you gotta go to bed right now.
Okay, Mommy.
Good boy.
Mommy!
What?
There aren't any steps. How does Santa Claus get down the chimney?
Yeah, how's he do that, Daddy?
Well, I took care of the why and the who. You take care of the how.
How, huh? Well, now, you see, Santa Claus doesn't need any steps, honey. He, when he comes, he brings the North Pole with him, and he slides down like a fireman.
Good. All right, son, off to bed.
Yeah, come on, honey.
Good night.
Night, Daddy.
Good night. Fred, come on. Come on in. Oh, man, here.
Oh, what do you want?
Right there, Fred. Wait a minute.
Here?
Oh, here, I'll show you. I'll show you. I think right about in here. Oh, it's a beauty, Fred. How much do I owe you?
It's Ramos.
Well, that's very generous of you.
Oh, it was nothing.
Nothing? The tree cost $5.
Well, it's Christmas Eve, all right. The children are tucked in their beds waiting for Santa Claus. The stockings are hung by the chimney with care. And we have our very own Scrooge.
Look, honey.
Oh, that is a beautiful
Isn't it?
Tree. It's a present from me and Ebenezer. Well, thank you very much.
Will you lay off, Ethel? Anyway, I thought Santa Claus was supposed to foot the bill for the tree.
Well, he does ordinarily, but this year we're doing it for him. You just try and think of yourself as one of Santa's little helpers.
Well, I'll try.
Okay.
Come on, let's get the tree trimmed.
Yes. Okay. Honey?
What?
Is it right where you want it?
Back by the window a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well,
come on, you help me, Ethel.
Yes, ma'am.
Be very careful with these now. These
okay.
are all the only bulbs that I have.
All right.
You take that box there.
I love doing this.
Isn't it wonderful?
Honey,
dear.
See how it looks from the front, eh? What do you think?
Well, it looks pretty good, except there's a branch on the right side that spoils the shape.
Which one, honey?
This one right up here. Fred, will you go down to the basement and get your saw and cut that off for me? It's a little unbalanced.
Oh, now, honey, maybe we can hang something there. He don't have to go all the way down to the basement
now,
and
look,
get his
honey,
soul.
The tree has to be balanced. You know that. We can't have one branch out like...
I've been putting up trees with that kid for the last 15 years.
He came prepared.
That's right, Fred. Gee, the four of us have spent a lot of Christmases together, haven't we?
We sure have.
Yes, sir, and it's been great. It's even been better since little Ricky came along.
That's right, honey. Oh, Fred, now that you cut that branch off, it makes the other side look too full. You better trim that branch on the other side, make it all even.
You know, honey, I've been thinking. Our life has sure been different since you told me you were going to have the baby.
I almost never got to tell you.
What do you mean?
Don't you remember? Oh, Fred, that skinny branch on the top just looks awful. It's going to have to come off. Don't you remember, Ricky? I tried to tell you all day and I never got a chance because you were so busy. Oh, now the other side looks uneven. That lower branch. Honey, finally, in desperation, I had to go down to the club while you were working and give a note to the maitre d' for you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. And now for the... Oh, thank you.
Excuse me. Pardon me, please. Oh, isn't this wonderful? Listen to this. Dear Mr. Ricardo, my husband and I are going to have a blessed event. I just found out about it today, and I haven't told him yet. I heard you sing a number called We're Having a Baby, My Baby and Me. If you will sing it for us now, it will be my way of breaking the news to him. Isn't that wonderful? Of course I'll do it for you, sure. Oh, wait a minute. I got a wonderful idea. Why don't we bring the couple up here and I'll sing it right to them, eh? Come on, let's bring them up on the floor. Come on, folks.
Rock-a-bye, baby, under treetops.
No?
When the wind blows, the cradle will rock.
No?
When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come, baby, cradle and all. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the...
Hiya, honey, on the treetop.
When the wind blows, the cradle will fall. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall.
Honey, honey. Honey, no.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me?
Why, you didn't give me a chance.
Are you kidding?
No.
It's me! I'm your father! Father! I want you to be my mother! I mean, my wife, my wife! What?
We're having a baby. My baby and me. You'll read it in Winchell that we're adding a limb to our family tree. While pushing that carriage, how proud I will be. There's nothing like marriage, as your father and mother, and they'll agree. He'll have toys, baby clothes. He'll know he's come to the right house. By and by, when he grows, maybe he'll live in the White House.
And why not?
Our future looks brighter. But definitely, we're having a baby.
I bet he's gonna look just like you.
Oh, I hope not.
We're having a baby.
I'll bet she'll speak with an accent like you.
We're having a baby, my baby and me.
Really, it happened 5 years ago, and I'm crying all over again.
It's okay, honey, so am I.
I'm crying, too.
Me, too, but for a different reason.
That tree.
Well, I got so carried away with the story, I forgot what I was doing.
Oh, Fred, for heaven's sake.
Well, you got to admit that it's even on both sides.
Now, how do you think we're going to trim that?
Well, why can't we trim it with those branches I just cut off?
Fred Mertz, you march right down to the corner and get another tree.
Okay, but who's going to pay for it?
I will.
No, you won't. He will. And one word out of you and I'll tell Santa Claus that you were a bad little boy and you won't get any presents.
You can't squeal on me. I'm one of his helpers.
Oh, get out of here. Oh, you might as well get the lights ready, dear.
Okay.
Gee, I just love this old ornament. It's been on our tree ever since I can remember.
Cascabeles, cascabeles, llenos
all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, yeah. I don't know what's happened to my voice lately. I don't seem to sing well anymore.
Lately?
Anymore? Now, that's not very nice. I grant you, my voice isn't quite what it used to be.
It's exactly what it used to be. That's what's wrong with it.
Why do you say that? I used to sing quite well, as I recall.
Well, dear girl, then something is wrong with your memory.
What do you mean?
Well, a few months after you told me that the baby was going to be born, you wanted to sing at the club in a barbershop quartet.
Oh, I remember that. Fred and I did that with you.
Right.
Boy, that was a terrible evening. It was not. It turned out very well.
It was one of the most embarrassing nights of my career.
Well, I'll never forget it. The three of us started the number thinking George Watson was under the sheet in the barber chair. Little did we know that the tuneless wonder was there instead.
In the evening when I see the lone dreaming of days gone by, love to me so dear, there's a picture that in fancy oft appearing brings back the time, love, when you were near. It is there I wonder where you are, me darling. And if your heart to me is still the same, for the sighing wind and nightingale I singing are breathing only your own sweet name.
Your own sweet name.
Sweet.
that'll
do. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hey, he's right.
Isn't this a dandy?
Oh, boy.
Look at that.
That's a beauty, Fred.
Fred, that's better than the first one.
And the best thing of it is, because it's getting so late, the guy let me have it for a half a buck.
It has just been proven to Fred, once and for all, there is a Santa Claus.
You bet, and he also gave me some mistletoe. Now, don't go getting any wild ideas, Ethel.
I'll try to restrain myself.
All right.
Oh, Fred, this tree is just perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Except for this one little branch right here. Now, if you could just...
No, nothing going.
Okay, leave it alone.
All right. Hey, Fred, help me put the lights on, huh?
Sure.
Let me help too, huh?
Okay, here.
Oh, boy.
Give me a strand.
Okay,
you
Fred.
Help me?
There you are. Fine. Whoop. Thanks. Oh.
Ricky.
Yeah, honey?
Won't you give me just one little hint about what you give me for Christmas?
You know, you're worse than your son. You'll find out tomorrow morning.
I know, but I just want to think about it. Come on, give me one little clue.
All right, I'll give you one clue.
Good. What is it?
It's a gift. Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
Merry Christmas, you great, big, wonderful, adorable, lovable husband, you. Do you love me?
Mm-hmm.
How much?
A lot, but not enough to tell you what your Christmas present is.
Oh. Now, what makes you think that's what I wanted to know? And what is it?
You'll find out tomorrow morning.
Oh, all right. Ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and what?
You know what this means, don't you?
Yeah, it means you're an incurable optimist.
Oh, Fred.
Honey, I'm only fooling. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you great, big, adorable husband.
All right, Fred, plug in the lights and see if they work.
Hey!
Hey! Oh. Fred, congratulations. This is the only time that the light have worked in the first time in 15 years.
We usually have to spend an hour testing all the bulbs to see which one hasn't burned out.
Okay, let's start testing the bulbs.
You know, I'm kind of glad it happened. It makes it seem more like Christmas.
Girls, how did you get the ornaments, huh?
Oh, yeah. Come on, this is the part I love. What's little Ricky getting this year? Well, I don't know what Santa Claus is going to bring him, but we're getting him a new set of drums and a bike.
Mm. Yeah, we're probably spoiling him, but he won't be little for long.
Gee, it's amazing how much he's grown. Seems like only yesterday that he was born.
Would you ever forget that night? I had a new show at the club, and Lucy insisted that I make it, and I was going crazy trying to be at two places at once.
Well, it wasn't any picnic for me either, waiting at that hospital while you were doing the show.
Well, what about me? I thought I'd lose my mind sitting at home waiting for the news. Of course, I was lucky. All I had to do was have the baby. Oh.
You're right, honey.
You three were so nervous that night. I remember it was almost time for me to go to the hospital, and you all sat and watched me like I was going to explode any minute.
Rehearsal for when you get the signal, everything should go like clockwork. I don't want to lose a minute getting you to the hospital.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, Ricky.
Now, Ricky,
there's no problem, dear. The room is reserved at the hospital. The doctor's number is right here by the phone. My suitcase is all packed. All we have to do is go downstairs, get a cab, and go.
I know. But who's going to call the doctor? Who's going to carry the suitcase? Who's going to hail the cab? That's what we got to rehearse.
Hold it, group. Look, you split it up any way you want. I'm going to go lie down.
All right, honey. I think that's a good idea. You need your rest. Here, I'll help you there. That's nice. Come on, honey. Don't you worry about anything now.
No, I won't.
You leave everything to us, honey.
Okay.
Take it easy.
Now, listen, Rick, I'll tell you how we ought to do
now,
this.
Wait a minute. I'm in charge of this thing. After all, I'm the baby's father.
Take over, Captain.
All right. Now, let's see. Now, first of all, one of us has to call the doctor. Who's going to do that?
I'll do that.
Okay. As soon as we get the signal, you rush to the phone.
Okay.
All right. Now, you carry the suitcase.
Right.
I'll look after Lucy. I'll get her coat, see that she gets downstairs all right, and we'll hail a cab. Now, let's rehearse.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Let's go. Now, let's make believe that Lucy just came out of the bedroom, see? And she comes out of the bedroom, and she says, "The time has come." Go.
Hello, Dr. Harris. We're leaving for the hospital with Mrs. Ricardo now. Goodbye.
Hey, that was pretty good. We did that in a few seconds.
Fine.
Well, now let's do it again so we'll have everything perfect.
Okay.
Now, the main thing is to be calm so we don't get Lucy excited.
That's right. We gotta keep calm.
Good.
Get right, put that over
right,
there, Fred, so we can start right
get
where
it
we
over
are.
There and get it all where it was at the beginning now.
Right.
Go back over there now.
Right. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Now, Lucy comes out of the room, and she says, "The time has come." Go!
Hello, Dr. Harris. We're leaving for the hospital with Mrs. Ricardo now. Goodbye.
Hey, that was even better than before.
Sure it was.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
Oh, well organized.
Okay, now we know what to do. Now let's put this stuff right where it was so we know where everything is.
Now all we have to do is just wait.
That was fine, kids. That's wonderful. Oh, man. Just think. Tomorrow night at this time, I'm gonna be a father.
Yes, sir. I'm going to be a godfather.
And I'm going to be a godmother.
Uh-huh.
Ricky, this is it.
Why didn't we get together on this?
For the four of us, you got the same idea at once.
We sure did.
Mommy, Daddy, is it time to get up?
He can't find four of us here. Come on, go in the kitchen.
Yeah.
As long as we've gone to this much trouble, one of us ought to go in there and let little Ricky see us.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, you got to get up early if you want to be Santa Claus around here.
Just a minute.
Christmas, everybody.
Now a word from our alternate sponsor, Lilt Home Permanent. I Love Lucy, starring Lucille Ball and Bessie Arnaz, has been presented for your pleasure by Instant Sanka, the hearty coffee you can drink as strong as you like. It still can't upset your nerves.
I Love Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.